How many eggs do you usually get?
Oh, just all the way from one to sometimes 20.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, you must have a house then, a chicken house?
Oh, yes, I have a house. And then I raise chickens. I have some fries out there for Christmas.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Okay, let's see. Let's be sure. I'm afraid I didn't get that word in there. The if something isn't wide, then it's
narrow.
And you might say, well, if I had time, I'd like to help you, but I just...
I don't have time to help work.
Okay, and if I said to you, can you speak French, you might say, no,
I can't.
And another name for an automobile is a...
car.
And if my mother were talking to me and introducing some people, she might say, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
my daughter.
Okay, but you're talking about your uncle and his wife. Your uncle and you. You see, who is your uncle's wife? You call him. He's my uncle, and she's
my aunt.
Okay, and do you hear another pronunciation of that besides aunt? You ever hear anybody say aunt?
I use aunt.
You use aunt. Well, what is the difference? Can you tell me the difference? Why do some people, is there?
It's just the different call.
Just doesn't matter.
It don't matter. They're both aunt. They all mean the same.
Okay. It's not that one is older or more important.
No.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they have to build what?
A nest.
Okay, and a lot of birds will build a lot of...
straw nests.
Okay. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench up both of his...
fists.
And a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws...
mosquitoes.
Okay. And the white things that float around up in the sky and it means it maybe is going to rain, they are... you know, you say, well, I believe it's going to rain. Look at all those...
we don't have them in the south.
No, I'm talking about way up in the sky, you know.
The clouds.
Okay, that's just a pronunciation item. Okay, and right now we are sitting inside your...
room.
Okay, and this whole building is your...
house.
And if I should have asked you about this a minute ago when we were talking about the chickens. If a small, troublesome animal were getting into your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of an animal it was, you might say, some kind of a is getting my chickens. You got a
weasel.
Okay. But what if you didn't know whether it was a weasel or a skunk?
A possum.
Okay. Is there a word that could mean all of those? Varmint, you ever seen
it? Varmint, mm-hmm. Some kind of varmint is in the... getting amongst the chickens.
Okay, and have you ever heard a person called a varmint?
No.
Even if he's a real low-down person, no. Never say that varmint, only for animals. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to about 3 or 4 inches in length and has a shell on it, and when you cook it, it curls up and turns kind of pink or orange?
Oh, that's a shrimp.
And if you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool
shrink.
And if I do this, what am I doing?
Pointing.
And around